If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Welcome into Vern's post-game show.
Went to his left, picks it up, spins, jumps, throws to first. In time, he got him. Wow.
Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
Yeah, good evening, man. It feels like I don't know what to do with my hands. It's been so long since you and I have sat down to discuss a Royals loss. A game in which the Royals do not see their starting pitcher give them six quality innings. Seems like the first time in ages Bobby Witt Jr. hasn't collected multiple hits. Royals lose 6-2, the final score, and they lose for the first time in 9 days. Not much really to chew on after this one. Phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. If you can't find the words after this 6-2 loss, trust me, I understand. You could just hit up the text line if you want. Shoot me a text. Let me know your thoughts. Really what I want to hear, I want to hear from the 22,000 that turned out on this beautiful Tuesday night. That's a pretty big number. I'm not trying to make this a show about the attendance. We have plenty of those conversations in this city daily. But for someone that has been around this team for a dozen years now, to see 22,000 show up on a Tuesday night, the thing that strikes my curiosity is, you know, how long has this been planned? You making the trip out to Kauffman Stadium on this Tuesday night. Was this spur of the moment? Was this all-star break? Was this Bobby Witt Jr.'s on a heater? I got to get out there. How long have you planned on coming to the K on this Tuesday night to take on a Diamondbacks team that, you know, as of 48 hours ago, you felt nothing for? Now, over the past 24 hours, you've certainly built up some animosity. But yeah, I want to know how long this trip to the K has been planned that saw 22,000 turn out on a Tuesday night. Now, as far as the game is concerned, the 6-2 loss, to me, it's a very simple L. I could give you the cliche that you all know, the you're going to win 54, you're going to lose 54, what do you do with the other 54 games? Tonight certainly felt like a you're going to lose 54. Maybe it's just me. I'm not pained by this one tonight. The Diamondbacks pitching was good. The Royals pitching was not. The Diamondbacks defense was big time tonight. And the Royals defense was good, but just not good enough. You know, the duo of Bobby and Salvi can't carry you nightly. Honestly, the duo of Bobby and Salvi can't carry you all that often. No, you need some help from somewhere else in the lineup or what we've received more times than not this season, Salvi and Bobby getting that help from the starting pitcher. Now, Alec Marsh, 5 runs in 5 innings. Now, Bobby and Salvi did their part as they drive in the Royals 2 runs, but 2 runs is not going to be enough when Alec Marsh is fighting it the way that he was, especially out of the gate. That first inning could have been a bloodbath, if not for the outstanding defense of Hunter Renfroe, Bobby Witt Jr., and Freddie Fermin. Unfortunately, 3 runs still came in to score. It could have been a lot worse. It wasn't that good, though. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. And before we get out of here tonight, I will give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Saturday's game, Royals and Cubs. That's coming up in a moment, but first I want to hear from you. 913-586-7610. I want to start off with Colin from Texas. Colin, were you at the game? You just listening on the Odyssey app.
Yes, sir. I was at the game. Nice. Hi, Benny. First time caller, second time listener. Beautifully called game on Sunday. I was listening in and out while I was flying in from business, but, yeah, I was at the game today. I just got a question about, Vinny. I know Salvi, takes turns with Vinny behind the dish. And of course, Salvi just, I think, going off 5 games straight with catching.
Yep.
That miss throw that he had. That was a killer for me. You know, we had Jonahan behind the plate up in Texas, yeah. And just seeing that misplay hurt my heart a little bit. What do you think about that throw, and how can he be better in the future? And I'll turn off and listen to you. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm guessing you're talking about Freddie Fermin, the errant throw that he made that turned into Arizona's 6th and final run. Yeah, it's certainly not anything I'm going to dissect. Freddie Fermin's been one of, if not the best catcher as far as caught stealing percentage. That one slipped, got away from him. You're not seeing that very often from Freddie Fermin. Maybe I missed the point that Colin was making. It sounded like he said Vinny. Now, Vinny, who was your designated hitter today, and yeah, him and Salvi swapped time at first base. Yeah, you had to be talking about the errant throw from Freddie Fermin there in the 8th inning. It's water off my back. Certainly nothing that I'm concerned about with Freddie Fermin. He's been outstanding defensively. He had a very good night up until that errant throw in the 8th. And Freddie was the only Royal with multiple hits tonight. Could have been a lot worse, again, for Alec Marsh in that first inning. He was really peppering the dirt in front of the plate, and Freddie was doing a great job of knocking those sliders down, those curveballs down, doing a great job of knocking them down. Yeah, I'm not concerned about Freddie Fermin, and it's certainly not anything where, it's a glaring issue and here's what he needs to do to address it. Freddie is a high IQ quality defender. Nothing to sweat, Colin. Appreciate the phone call. 913-586-7610. Let's talk with Henry. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Henry, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing well, Vern. Not a great game tonight, but you know what the worst part about the game was? $25 for that Taste of the K hot dog. I mean, what are we doing? I'd give it a C at best. Thanks for what you do, and I love the show.
Yeah, thank you very much. Yeah, I watched Jalen Thompson eat one of those bad boys. Jalen Thompson, of course, the beat writer from the Kansas City Star. It looked a lot better than I thought it was going to. Because it looks good on the social media account. And if you don't know what he's talking about, it's like a hot dog wrapped in a, like a, I don't really know, like a cheeseburger quesadilla. Then it's got brisket on top of it and like sriracha cracker jack. Okay, maybe I know everything about it. If someone buys it for me, I'll eat it. But no, I'm not going to drop $25 on a stomachache. But again, it certainly looked a lot better than I thought it would. Of course, it looks good in the pictures that they send out. And then if, you know, the men and women that are serving this up, they got to throw them together pretty quick and serve them up to the patrons. I thought it would be a little sloppier. Not the case. No, the taste of the K, it's a pretty presentation. And feel free, if you want to buy me one, I'll eat it. Yeah, $25, that's a lot. Henry, appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Will, who was one of the 22,000 in attendance tonight. Will, what's going on, pal?
Thank you for taking the call. I second what Henry just said. I was with him tonight. That $25 taco was unbelievable for the midness that I had in my stomach for the rest of the game. Thank you. I love the show. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you very much. I feel like we are dominating that car right now. Cullen from Lawrence, you're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Cullen, what's happening?
I was at the game today, and as much as I want to put this one at the feet of Alec Marsh, I can't. The offense has really come out of its slump. I don't want to go right back in. Yeah. Also, you said that the Royals' pitching was not great. I feel like the bullpen had a really good game today. I want to know your thoughts on that. I'll leave you and let you talk about it.
Colin, great phone call. I don't know how old you are, but that's a pretty strong grasp of the baseball vocabulary. Nice job, brother. Yeah, and you're right. Thank you for that correction. No. When I say the pitching, yeah, I'm talking about the starting pitching. So I appreciate you correcting me on that. You're right. Yeah, bullpen tonight. Sam Long, a 1-2-3-6th. Angel Zerpa, a 1-2-3-7th. James MacArthur was the victim of that Freddie Fermin error in the 8th. And then Chris Bubich works around a one-out triple and puts up a zero in his inning of work out of the bullpen. Yeah, great call. Appreciate that, Colin. You're right. One unearned run in four innings tonight from the Royals' bullpen. A bullpen that has allowed one run or fewer in 12 straight games. They have an ERA of 1.39 over the past dozen contests. Yeah, when I'm talking about the pitching tonight, it's Jordan Montgomery going opposite Alec Marsh. Each went five innings. Montgomery needed only 67 pitches to hold the Royals to one run. Alec Marsh needed 20 more pitches to serve up an additional four runs. I'm not down on Alec Marsh. I told you how I feel about the young man earlier today on the On Deck Show. We all need to be real about our expectations for this 26-year-old number five starter. My expectation, especially when you have Lugo and Reagans putting on a cape every fifth day, when you have Singer and Waka giving you professional start after professional starts, all I need from Alec Marsh every fifth day is give me a chance to win. Royals had a chance in this game, right? When you score in the first inning, when it's 3-1 after one, you know, Garrett Hampson and Bobby Witt Jr. doing a nice job of driving in that run in the first inning, and all of a sudden that three-run deficit that's staring at you up there on the scoreboard is quickly flipped. You know, you put a run on the board and suddenly you're a bloop and a blast away. Marsh would retire the side and the second, third, and fourth. But then in the fifth inning, back-to-back fastballs in the middle of the plate to the nine-hitter turn into a leadoff double. And then a changeup down and in to Ketel Marte. Man, that dude stays ready for the changeup. His second home run in as many days, both on changeups down and out of the zone. I'll tip my cap to Ketel Marte on that one. So there's your five runs off of Alec Marsh. Yeah, Royals still had a chance to win this game, but Arizona's pitching made big pitches when they needed to, and their defense snuffed out any would-be rallies. Now, speaking of Marte, he made a great play on Michael Garcia, who was trying to get something started there in the fifth inning. Michael hits a rocket to the right side, and the all-star Diamondback second baseman goes down to a knee to make a beautiful backhanded pick. Oh, Dairon Blanco in that same fifth inning, trying to get something started from the bottom of the lineup, hits a line drive to the left side, and Diamondback's third baseman makes a diving stab. Yeah, their defense was very good, their bullpen was even better, and their starter tonight, better than your starter. Royals lose 6-2. The phone lines are open for you. 913-586-7610. Let's go to Clay in Overland Park. Clay, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Vern?
What's up, man?
Yeah, I took my 9-year-old son out there. We actually just decided to go last night and stayed the whole game. And it's just fun to be watching meaningful games this late into the season. So cheered the boys in blue on, and hopefully we can get them tomorrow night to win the series. Thanks for taking our call.
You have to like your chances, right? Michael Wacha on the hill. And that's the thing about this 2024 Royals team. You know, even when you get an below-average performance from your starter like you did tonight from Alec Marsh, we now have 102 games of evidence that tells us what we saw tonight from the rotation is the aberration, is the anomaly. I expect Michael Wacha to come out tomorrow and not only give the team a chance to win, but give the team a good performance. 5-6 innings, 3 runs or less. Right? That's the expectation every single time Wacha, Singer, Lugo, Reagans take the hill, is that you're going to be in the game in the 5th, 6th, and 7th innings, and it's going to come down to who blinks first. Defensively, at the dish, on the mound, who blinks first? I'll take Bobby. I'll take this Royals defense, this Royals base running unit, a Royals team that even with the loss tonight is still on pace to win 89 games. Let's go to Jaden in Kansas City. You're on 610 Sports Radio as the Royals fall 6-2. Jaden, how you doing?
Hey, Vern. What's up? Two things. I wanted to say one, not really a great game. Hopefully we can do better tomorrow. And the second thing is, man, if we would have got this win, that would have put us one game higher than last year's. So hopefully we can get
that. Yeah, they'll get that. No doubt, Jaden. Appreciate the phone call. Royals, 5 games back of Cleveland in the division. Cleveland earlier today held on to snap their losing streak and even up their series with the Detroit Tigers. So Detroit and Cleveland, they are back at it tomorrow. Royals and Diamondbacks back at it tomorrow night. Michael Wacha on the hill. It's a 7:10 first pitch, and I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. We'll get right back to your phone calls and head inside that Royals clubhouse after this.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of 5-star reviews and an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
The pitch is made. And a drive down the left field line. Hooking. It is a fair ball. Another RBI for Witt. Around third and scoring is Hampson. I swear, you could throw a grand piano from the pitcher's mound and Witt would get ahead.
The Hall of Famer, Denny Matthews on 610 Sports Radio. It first inning. Royals are down 3-0 there. Bottom of the first inning, Garrett Hampson reaches on a leadoff single. And Bobby Witt Jr. gets ahead in the count, 2-0. And then Jordan Montgomery, I know you got to come into the young man, but you don't need to throw him a 2-0 meatball. He paid for it. Bob smokes that fastball to the wall in left field, driving in Garrett Hampson and cut the deficit to 2. It's as close as this one would get. Royals go on to lose 6-2, the final score. Bobby's RBI double there in the first inning. Let's just quickly see. What else did he do? Oh, really, that's it. That double was his 28th double of the season. That's fourth in Major League Baseball. It was his 138th base hits. That's the most in Major League Baseball. Denny mentions that he drove in a run. His 70th RBI, 7th most in baseball. He also stole a base in that first inning, his 23rd stolen base, 7th most in Major League Baseball. And despite going 0-for-3 after that RBI double, Bobby's batting average of .340 still ranks second best only to Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan, keep in mind, even though has a slightly better batting average, he has more than 100 fewer plate appearances than Bobby Witt Jr. Finally, Bobby's OPS is now .977. That's top five in the sport. All right, let's go back to the phone calls. 913-586-7610. Oh, by the way, my game notes following this 6-2 loss are brought to you by Jay's Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jay's Southland Tow. Let's go to Gianni. You were at the game tonight, one of the 22,000 in attendance. How are you?
Hey, Vern, I'm doing well. You know, I know we didn't get the win tonight, but I still feel pretty good. We've been fortunate to go to a few games here in the last couple of weeks, and just two things I wanted to touch on. One, the bullpen, and then two, the atmosphere. You know, like you said, with the hitting, there's got to be a few more people that step up than just a couple of players. I agree with you on the bullpen. There's got to be more than just a couple of key leadoff players. That we just need a little bit more out of the bullpen. But also, second, the atmosphere was still good, though. We sat in a good section over by the Royals bullpen, and you know, there's, you know, people got the rally hats on. One kid reminded me of that little kid from Angels in the Outfield, where he says, "Hey, it can happen." And, you know, even though you're down, not having a great game, it's still good to still see optimism. And I'll go ahead and listen from here, but just want to say thank you and talk to you soon.
Yeah, nice to hear from you. Appreciate the phone call. 22,000 on a Tuesday in Kansas City. Big time. I can't remember the last time that's happened, to be quite honest with you. I mean, I have to imagine you got to go back at least 7 years. And that's why I was wondering, how far in advance has this game been a part of your plans. You know, 22,000 on a Tuesday night tells me that a lot of you said, oh, I got to be there for this, what Bobby's doing. I got to see Bobby. Oh, some of you said, I might see a fight tonight at the K, and I want to be there in case Salvi's still ticked off. Despite the four-run loss, the Royals' run differential still seventh best in baseball at plus 76. Real quick, to Johnny's point about, obviously, Salvi and Bobby can't do it all. Freddie Fermin had a pair of hits. Nick Lofton singled. Vinny had that leadoff double in the ninth inning and came around to score on Salvi's RBI. But certainly not enough, right? Three walks, three singles, a couple of doubles, two more singles there in the ninth inning, but just not enough action. You tip your cap to the Arizona bullpen. You tip your cap to Jordan Montgomery. But I'll tell you this. No need to hang your head about the offense. No need to moan about the bullpen. Not saying that that's what you were doing, Johnny, but we're 102 games into this thing. It's very clear what the calling card is for the 2024 Royals: pitching, defense, and team speed. And the pitching was subpar tonight. The starting pitching. That's what I mean. The Royals' calling card, right? The standard that I talk about so much. The standard that has been set by this team in 2024 is your starting pitcher is going to give you a chance 85-90% of the time. If you lose a game, it's not going to be because of stupid baseball. Defense and base running is not going to be the reason why you lose. Lord knows it's been the reason why you've lost in years past. You're not playing stupid baseball. Your starting pitcher is giving you a chance almost nightly. And you always have the best player on the field. That, to me, is how we arrived at 56-46. Starting pitching, defense, base running, and you always have the best player on the diamond. Now, more times than not, I'm talking about Bobby Witt Jr., but every once in a while, the great number 13 reminds you why he's Cooperstown bound. So, my point is, as long as those things continue, and I have no reason to believe that they will not, as long as those things continue, you're going to be there when it's all said and done. You're going to have a chance to punch your ticket to October in a couple months from now. And I look at Cleveland, who again won tonight. But that Cleveland ball club has been asking that offense of the Guardians to do a lot of heavy lifting. I know they have a great bullpen. But a bullpen can only be as good as its rotation allows it to be. And that Cleveland rotation is leaking oil. Now, maybe they can make a move as the trade deadline is now less than a week away. But if I'm a Royals fan, if I'm you listening right now, man, I'm still very confident that the boys in blue can take down the Guardians and walk away with this division crown. And worst case scenario, you have the wild card to focus on, but currently, I couldn't care less about the wild card. I don't even know where the Royals stand right now. Let's go to Reagan in Olathe. Reagan, you're next up on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hello. I would just like to know if you think the Royals will make any more trades before the deadline.
Reagan, are you supposed to be on the phone right now?
Yes.
No, okay, well, it just sounded like you were whispering. I didn't want you to get in trouble with anybody. Okay, I appreciate the phone call. Right, am I alone on that? It sounded like, because I did the same thing, Reagan. I don't know how old you are, but I was, as a kid listening to Ernie Harwell, then calling up the postgame show in Detroit. I was right there with you. So I appreciate it, buddy. Do I think the Royals will make any moves prior to Tuesday's trade deadline? Yeah, I do. I wouldn't be surprised to see them upgrade a spot on the bench. Wouldn't be surprised to see them maybe upgrade a spot in the bullpen. But I'll reiterate my stance. There's, in my opinion, absolutely no reason to get into a bidding war for anyone. I mean, I'll quickly look at the wild card standings and just make sure I'm not. Yeah, see, the Royals still are in possession of a playoff spot. Coming off 106 losses, being in year one of Bobby Witt Jr.'s contract, knowing that Lugo and Reagans and Singer and Marsh, knowing that they're all back next year, there's just no reason to part with anything that you prize in your minor league system. There's just no reason to act desperate because all you want is to get into the dance. It's not win the division or bust. It's not win the World Series or bust. It's, hey, it'd be great if you got into the playoffs. And right now the Royals are in the playoffs. If the season ended today, I know we have 60 games to go. But all you want to do is get Lugo and Reagans into the postseason. Because if you can get two aces into this newfangled postseason format, there's no reason why those two, coupled with the freak that is Bobby Witt Jr. and the stud that is Salvador Perez, there's no reason why those four can't win you a series alone. You know, give some confidence to the rest of this guy, rest of the guys in the clubhouse, and who knows how far that team could carry it. Appreciate the phone call, Reagan. 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. And the point that I bring up about Cleveland, about them asking their offense to do a lot of heavy lifting, I bring that up in reference to what Johnny said because I don't ever want this team or this organization to get to a point where it's, all right, offense, do the heavy lifting on a consistent basis. I mean, what's the toughest thing to do in sports? You know, what, Deion Sanders. That was last year. He said, of all the things I've done in my athletic career, the toughest thing is to hit that baseball. So if we all agree, and I think we all agree, the toughest thing to do in sports is to hit a baseball, why are you asking the hitters to do the heavy lifting? No, no. If you, like I've talked about for months now, if you have the most powerful weapons in the sport of baseball, it's not a bunch of sluggers. It's a rotation that gives you a chance to win 80, 90% of your games. It's a defense that makes the routine play and occasionally the spectacular play. It's a base running unit that steals the bag, that takes the extra 90 feet, that forces the issue, that goes first to third. Do those things. Do those things at an elite level like this Royals team does. And it's the greatest equalizer that there is in baseball. It levels all playing fields. You can stack up all the sluggers you want. You're going up against a Cole Reagans or a Seth Lugo. It's probably not going to do you much good. Let's go to Elmo in Kansas City. Elmo, you're on the postgame show as the Royals lose 6-2. Go ahead.
Josh, how are we doing? This is a first-time caller, long-time listener, you know?
All right.
Marsh, we saw him on Friday night. He wasn't lights out. I mean, he hasn't started pitching in 2 weeks. Hey, if he gives you – he going again on Monday versus the White Sox, give us a good start, then we'll be all right. Hey, you win a third, you lose a third, and you battle a third. Today was – once Fermin launched that ball in the center field, hey, this it wasn't our night. But, hey, Royals are playing good baseball, and we'll keep it going. Have a good night, Josh.
Yeah, that's a great phone call, Elmo. I appreciate it. I want to hear what Alec Marsh had to say after this game. Let's hear from the Royals' 26-year-old right-handed starter. 5 runs across 5 innings on 5 hits. He did strike out 6, but he takes his 7th loss of the season. Here's Alec Marsh with the audio courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City.
I thought the way I settled down after the first inning was good. Definitely some positives there. I thought innings 2 through 4 were great. I thought they got some good hits on some good pitches, honestly. Some of them were good pitches. I thought it was a lot to grow off of there. Obviously, I wanted to be better, but, yeah, going to take the positives out of it.
After that long first inning, what adjustments do you make to be able to settle down?
Just settle down. I mean, probably came out of the gate just a little too too uppity, you know, trying to do too much early and cost us early. And then we're just saying, take a deep breath, settle down, and get ahead of guys. And so happens when I get ahead of guys, things start to move faster. Those innings went by a lot quicker, and there's a lot better results.
Did you feel like the long layoff between starts contribute to this performance tonight?
No. The work I got out of the bullpen the other day, I don't like to think about getting out of routine. I feel like you just got to be ready no matter what the timing is, and try to do that today. It just didn't fall in my lap. So.
The first thing, I think you had two strikes on Ryan. Do you feel like you were just kind of one pitch away from getting out of that?
Yeah, just one pitch away, and I was so convicted in the slider that the guy ended up stealing on. I took longer to the plate because I was really trying to get my arm up and get around the pitch, trying to make it, better than what I should have. And didn't get the swing, and the guy stole. So, thought we were right there, just one pitch away from it, and just didn't happen.
There you go. That's Alec Marsh. A fair assessment of his five innings of work. Marsh, by the way, has given the team at least five innings in all but four of his starts this season. Yeah, 14 of his 18 outings, he's given the team at least five frames. Not bad for a number five starter. Let's go to AJ in Kansas City. You're next up on 610 Sports Radio. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. I love listening to you.
Thanks, man.
I was at the game tonight. It was rough start, but a lot of people stayed, and it was fun to watch everybody stay. And Bobby Witt Jr., he's the real deal. It's just fun to watch these guys play baseball, and good baseball. It's really, really, really fun to watch. That's all I got. I'll listen off air. Thanks.
I appreciate it, AJ. Thank you very much. Bobby Witt Jr. hitting .507 across his last 17 games. Stop saying that. The young man's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Another nice night defensively as well. Bobby getting it done at the dish, but also defensively in the first inning, I thought he saved at least one run for Alec Marsh. Now, the run still came in to score a little bit later, but Bobby with a nice diving stab of a rocket off of the bat of Lourdes Gurriel. Bobby almost started a 6-4-3 inning-ending double play, but not enough. Not enough on the turn, unable to double up Gurriel. And then another nice sliding stab from Bobby on Eugenio Suarez in the fourth inning. Again, every night you show up, and that's a great reason to show up. Every night you show up, Bobby's doing something special. Something where you say, yeah, I've said this numerous times. You could bring an alien to Kauffman Stadium that knows nothing about the game of baseball, and by the end of a three-game series, that alien's going to walk away and say, the human being wearing number 7's the best thing out there. Even if he's not hitting .507, even if he's hitting .250 like he did tonight, it's still clear that dude just moves differently than everyone else. Let's head up to Lincoln, Nebraska, and talk with our buddy Peyton. You're on 610 Sports Radio. What's up, Peyton?
How's it going? So I have kind of two questions in one here. So obviously, the Royals are a decent team, obviously way exceed our expectations this year. But I do kind of feel like we're in need of a one trade acquisition somewhere, whether it's a leadoff position or another bullpen pitcher by chance. I kind of answered that earlier, how you believe that we're good enough to perhaps win the division with how we have. But I kind of agree, but disagree in a sense. And my second question was, who would you want to acquire with that trade, if you have your eyes on somebody? I know we were talking about the White Sox, Tommy Pham, by chance. And secondly, if we do not win the division, who would you want to play in the wild card? I know it's kind of shaky right now. And who would you want to play? And if Jack Caglione, our draft pick, what are your thoughts on him? If perhaps he can maybe make a charge on this team late, I know it's very unlikely, and he would probably be next year. But what are your thoughts on him?
A lot there. Appreciate the phone call, Peyton. Phone lines open for you, 913-586-7610. Let's go one at a time. First, as far as a trade, again, I'm not opposed to improving the roster. I'm opposed to getting into a bidding war for someone. Yeah, listen, yeah, if you can bring someone in that can serve as a leadoff hitter, go for it. Yeah, I'm not opposed to anybody. You want to improve the bullpen, you want to improve third base, the infield, an outfield spot, okay, fine, go for it. No, I don't have a name. I wasn't targeting Hunter Harvey either. That's the job of J.J. Piccolo in this front office, for them to go find the bench player that can improve this team. Another bullpen arm that can improve this team. No, nobody jumps to mind for me. Jack Caglione, the Royals' first-round pick. I want to see him get a base hit as a professional big leaguer first. Once he gets a base hit as a professional baseball player, then we can talk about him possibly helping the big league club out. He hasn't even signed his name to paper yet. He's scheduled to do that tomorrow. You'll hear from Jack Caglione tomorrow on the On Deck Show beginning at 6 o'clock. There was one other question. Who would I want to see the Royals face if they don't win the division? Who do I want to see the Royals face? Well, right now, Baltimore and Cleveland would get the bye. The Yankees, Royals have the final wild card spot right now. So the Royals would what? Head to Houston? Is that right? Houston and Seattle are knotted up. Yeah, I don't know about. I don't know if I really want to sit here and wish for someone. I guess Baltimore. Maybe Baltimore. I don't know if you guys sense this the same way I did, but that first series in Baltimore way back in April, there was just something about it. The way that the Royals lost that series where you said, we ain't done with them yet. Maybe I'm remembering it wrong, but yeah, that's... Because a lot of you were diving off the bandwagon, remember that? It was like the second, third week of the season. Royals dropped 2 of 3. The bullpen, I think Will Smith had a rough go in Camden. Yeah, I guess Baltimore. But I'm not afraid of anyone. Cleveland, New York, Minnesota, Houston, Seattle. Bring them all on. Not afraid of anybody. Appreciate the phone call, Peyton. Opens up a phone line for you. 913-586-7610. Quick timeout. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
6-2, the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Diamondbacks and set up a rubber game tomorrow night with Michael Wacha on the hill going opposite Ryan Nelson. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals 10 games above 500 despite the loss, sitting at 56-46. Let's run through the text line real quick, see how big of a mess that is. Roger the Ozarks writes in, Vern, we got to go 500 plus 1 to get a wild card. Rod says 31-29 the rest of the way will get the Royals into the postseason. So Rod is saying 87 wins will do the trick. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, when you hear that, doesn't that fill you with confidence, Royals fans? 60 games to play. If the Royals can win 31 of the next 60, our good buddy Raj believes they're in. 87 wins? Yeah. Royals right now on pace to win 89 games. From the 816, Vern, why did Alec Marsh and Michael Wacha trade starts? I don't think they did. Well, they didn't. No, Michael Wacha pitched the first game of the season, or the first game after the All-Star break. Alec Marsh made his first start today. Really, I went, basically according to career starts, right? Wacha, and then Singer, and then Lugo, Reagans, and Marsh. So, no, there was no change in the rotation. From the 7-8-5, Vern, was the foul ball really a home run? Yeah, it looked to me like, definitely, yeah. Ketel Marte's 412-foot blast in the fifth inning. Yeah, I thought it smoked off of the foul pole down the right field line. 111 miles per hour off of the bat of the All-Star second baseman for the Diamondbacks. That dude, I swear, every time I see him, he is a menace. He's fun to watch. Fun to watch. Fun to watch him and Salvi go back and forth. Salvi was having a good time with that Diamondbacks dugout tonight. You see that? A lot of back and forth. Cool moment before the game. And yeah, Nathan, if you would, go for it. Yeah, we'll take it to the top. Really cool moment around the cage earlier today is, listen, you know, what happened yesterday, I know many people, I secretly even kind of hoped that there would be some carryover from the hostility a night ago, that there would be some carryover into this one tonight. But, you know, being around the cage before the game, there were five or six Diamondbacks just all gathered around Salvador Perez, listening to the stories, sharing tales, getting advice from the great number 13. It was a nice reminder. Not that I need it, but it was a nice visual reminder of Salvi's stature in the game. To me, that became very clear. I think it was last year when Salvi was, you know, all sorts of banged up, taking foul balls off of the forehead, you know, getting hit by bats on the glove hand, just beat up back there. And I remember he was a little woozy behind the dish one game against the Houston Astros. And Yordan Alvarez kind of stopped play and said, hey, you know, looked over to the Royals dugout and said, hey, get out here, take a look at my guy. Now, that's an opponent, and that was an Astros team that was fighting for its postseason life in that series. And Yordan Alvarez just stopped the proceedings and said, hey, one of the game's greats needs some attention. Somebody get out here. And look, we all saw it in the All-Star game, right? As the All-Star game ends, where does the national broadcast go? Where does Ken Rosenthal run? He runs to the nine-time All-Star, and Salvador Perez is getting the post-game interview on national TV, right? He's the first choice. I'm not saying that you need the reminder, that I need the reminder, but it's nice to be reminded that one of the most respected big leaguers in the game right now is wearing the royal blue. And just that, you know, dichotomy between Salvi and Bobby, knowing that they're here, knowing that they're likely lifetime Royals, man, yeah, that's something to buoy the spirits after a tough L like this one tonight. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Rally Mantis is not worried about it, says we'll be back tomorrow with Michael Wacha on the bump. 816 points out that Arizona optioned Umberto Castellanos to AAA earlier today, saying that the young man don't want that smoke. I agree. Hey, coming up this weekend, the Cubs are in town. I have tickets to all three games. Be listening tomorrow on the On Deck Show, 6 o'clock for your chance to win tickets to Friday's game when they're giving out the Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. Sunday's game is the salute to the Negro Leagues. And then Saturday is Iowa night. And I have quite a few tickets for Saturday's game. If you want two tickets to see the Royals and Cubs this Saturday, you got to use them, but call me up right now. First caller, Nathan, first caller, hook them up. Royals and Cubs, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight. Nathan, great job back there, man. Appreciate your help. It's Michael Wacha, 7:10 for the first pitch. Again, I'm on the air at 6 o'clock. Take care, Kansas City. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday nights. Thanks for listening.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thank you for calling the Bombas Comfort Line. Bombas make socks, slippers, tees, and underwear made with the highest quality materials. Press 1 for comfort, 2 for style, 3 for donation.
You chose style. Bombas is styles for whatever you enjoy. You can run in Bombas, lounge in Bombas, dress them up, dress them down, but always give back in Bombas. Because with every item purchased, another is donated. Bombas, comfort worth calling for. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code AUDIO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on 610 Sports Radio and the Odyssey app. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
6-2, the final score. Royals drop game 2 to the Diamondbacks and set up a rubber game tomorrow night with Michael Wacha on the hill going opposite Ryne Nelson. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Royals 10 games above 500 despite the loss, sitting at 56-46. Let's run through the text line real quick, see how big of a mess that is. Roger the Ozarks writes in, Vern, we got to go 500 plus 1 to get a wild card. Rod says 31 and 29 the rest of the way will get the Royals into the postseason. So Rod is saying 87 wins will do the trick. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, when you hear that, doesn't that fill you with confidence, Royals fans? 60 games to play. If the Royals can win 31 of the next 60, our good buddy Rod believes they're in. 87 wins. Yeah. Royals right now on pace to win 89 games. From the 816, Vern, why did Alec Marsh and Michael Wacha trade starts? I don't think they did. Well, they didn't. No, Michael Wacha pitched the first game of the season, or the first game after the All-Star break. Alec Marsh made his first start today. Really, I went, basically according to career starts, right? Wacha, and then Singer, and then Lugo, Reagans, and Marsh. So, no, there was no change in the rotation. From the 785, Vern, was the foul ball really a home run? Yeah, it looked to me like, definitely, yeah. Ketel Marte's 412-foot blast in the fifth inning. Yeah, I thought it smoked off of the foul pole down the right field line. 111 miles per hour off of the bat of the All-Star second baseman for the Diamondbacks. That dude, I swear, every time I see him, he is a menace. He's fun to watch. Fun to watch. Fun to watch him and Salvi go back and forth. Salvi was having a good time with that Diamondbacks dugout tonight. You see that? A lot of back and forth. Cool moment before the game. And yeah, Nathan, if you would, go for it. Yeah, we'll take it to the top. Really cool moment around the cage earlier today is, listen, you know, what happened yesterday, I know many people, I secretly even kind of hoped that there would be some carryover from the hostility a night ago, that there would be some carryover into this one tonight. But, you know, being around the cage before the game, there were five or six Diamondbacks just all gathered around Salvador Perez, listening to the stories, sharing tales, getting advice from the great number 13. It was a nice reminder. Not that I need it, but it was a nice visual reminder of Salvi's stature in the game. To me, that became very clear. I think it was last year when Salvi was, you know, all sorts of banged up, taking foul balls off of the forehead, you know, getting hit by bats on the glove hand, just beat up back there. And I remember he was a little woozy behind the dish one game against the Houston Astros. And Yordan Alvarez kind of stopped play and said, hey, you know, looked over to the Royals dugout and said, hey, get out here and take a look at my guy. Now, that's an opponent, and that was an Astros team that was fighting for its postseason life in that series. And Yordan Alvarez just stopped the proceedings and said, hey, one of the game's greats needs some attention. Somebody get out here. And look, we all saw it in the All-Star game, right? As the All-Star game ends, where does the national broadcast go? Where does Ken Rosenthal run? He runs to the nine-time All-Star, and Salvador Perez is getting the post-game interview on national TV. Right, he's the first choice. I'm not saying that you need the reminder, that I need the reminder, but it's nice to be reminded that one of the most respected big leaguers in the game right now is wearing the royal blue. And just that, you know, dichotomy between Salvi and Bobby, knowing that they're here, knowing that they're likely lifetime Royals, man, yeah, that's something to buoy the spirits after a tough L like this one tonight. 913-586-7610 is our phone number. Rally Mantis is not worried about it, says we'll be back tomorrow with Michael Wacha on the bump. 816 points out that Arizona optioned Humberto Castellanos to AAA earlier today, saying that the young man don't want that smoke. I agree. Hey, coming up this weekend, the Cubs are in town. I have tickets to all three games. Be listening tomorrow on the On Deck Show, 6 o'clock for your chance to win tickets to Friday's game when they're giving out the Patrick Mahomes bobblehead. Sunday's game is the salute to the Negro Leagues. And then Saturday is Iowa night. And I have quite a few tickets for Saturday's game. If you want two tickets to see the Royals and Cubs this Saturday, you got to use them. But call me up right now. First caller, Nathan, first caller, hook them up. Royals and Cubs, 913-586-7610. That's 913-586-7610. Thanks for staying up late with us tonight. Nathan, great job back there, man. Appreciate your help. It's Michael Wacha, 710 for the first pitch. Again, I'm on the air at 6 o'clock. Take care, Kansas City. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night. Thanks for listening.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.